Reflections of a Rav Tzvi Yosef Burstein of Rabbanzal.
Tough subject to tackle, as his personal recollection and some background. I came to Lakewood as a Talmud in the summer of Tavshin Yutes. They were learning Gittin. I had previous experiences in Lakewood. I used to come with my father, Olav Shalom, for Shabbos, a Shabbos each winter for a few years, spend Shabbos in Lakewood. We daven in yeshiva. The reason for being here was basically around the yeshiva. And the winter prior to my coming here, the Wolanik Subis, and I listened to the shir, had a kasha on the shir, and although I was very young, I happen to remember a Rambam that was a little astira to what I saw that the Rishiva wrote out in the shir. And I went to the Chazal Hashir of Yaakov Shiv. After hearing the shir again, I still felt there was a kasha, and asked him, and he asked around, didn't have a teretz to the kasha. He insisted that I ask the kasha to the reshiva, and having the years of COVID, basically the attitude was that there is a tremendous gap between our generation and a gadol from prior to the war, for one of the gedolim and one of the active gedolim in Klal Yisrael of prior to the Muhammad. I couldn't see myself coming and asking Akasha, so I asked him if he could go instead, and B'shem Oifen, he just took me by the hand and almost led me to the door of the reshiva and made me go in, being that I knew I won't have the presence of mind to speak too many words. I took in the Rambam and I pointed to the Rambam walking into the door, and the reshiva immediately said, ich weiß dem Rambam, ich seid gesund, ich weiß dem Rambam. And he immediately set a whole maroche to be miyashiv that the chlegs babbling yashalmi, and the Rambam is one way, and the sugi is our sugi is different. And the Rambam and the Mela, the soy that he said is not a student to Rambam. After that, I had the Haza at a young age. I was learning at that time in Yeshivas Chassan Sofer by Pala Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, and who just passed away. And being I had this experience, I felt more encouraged that I could attempt to approach Rosh Yeshiva to come to Lakewood, which I did. And came at that point. And when I came, there were between 90 and 100 Bokrim learning in yeshiva. There's about 30 Ingalait. That was including the older Ingalait that weren't in class yet, and those that were Americans. Bokrim were mostly in the older 20s. It was very rare that somebody could get married in the lower 20s. There were Yechidim that we remember the names, we singled out, but it was definitely were very few. Probably it was at the youngest at that time, but there were very few even around my age. And the subject here is our relationship to the reshiva. The reshiva inspired us in many ways, mostly in his devotion to Torah, in his kashrus to Torah, in his hashkofa and amuna, that Torah is either lakus, our yachas to Rabbeinu Shlom is only to Torah, and by that we got a gvaldige. He impressed this hashkofa by his being, by his speech, by his everything that he did, that his meisim. It's not only the shmuisim. I personally was at that time the shmuisim didn't play much role in yeshiva. Like it was the shir, the yeshiva was stressed, and I started taping the shmuisim myself, but and later the shurim too. But I had a specific interest in Dashkofer, but more than what he said, it's the way he said it, and I think that there were people that didn't understand the Shia, just watching him, how he said the Shia with such passion, and how it meant so much to him, that strengthened, again, the commitment to Torah and the intensity of this commitment was impressed upon us side by the Hashkofe and the Shmuisen, side by the Eufen of learning and giving a shir, and everything that went along with it. If it was negated to Midas, that Midas are a hechatimtze for Torah, kedusha and tahara, Yerushalayim, kiyum mitzvahs. It's all part of Torah, and Torah, and it cannot exist. Torah cannot exist without these. The Rosh Yeshiva used to say, "Kseida," that if it would be shayach to change a kutzis and shel yud from the Torah, the whole world would fall apart. And the mele, the intensity of dealing with these issues, was all directed to this one burning goal of Torah b'tahara, Torah b'kedusha, Torah with Yerushalayim, Torah with Midas Tevis, Torah with complete commitment in Kamus and in Eichus, devoting every minute to Torah, and we saw that he lived with this. We saw him, although he was basic in Klal and it was all negeh to Kima Teire, the Kima of Klal Yisrael, the Havas Yisrael, which is a chelik of Teire, but this minute that he got off of very involved basic in Klal Yisrael, speaking to Europe or to Eretz Yisrael, with Gedolei Yisrael, Laskonis, and expressing his Das Teire, how serious he took it, and how he got involved with all the pratim, and the minute he got off the phone, he was right away engrossed in Iyun, in learning, and his life was Torah. Seder had these various tirdes in raising money for the yeshiva, and Chirchatz Moi, in being asked Das Torah, and involvement and we felt that all this was only Arai Lagabe the Torah, and the purpose of it was also only because of Torah. So I think basically the Reshiva was synonymous with Torah in all facets of life, and this came across to anyone that crossed this path. The shir was definitely a simen of his gewaltige kishrin and a gewaltige intensity of Iyun and of amkus. I heard from Reb Chaim, I'm sorry, from Chatzkel Sarna, Zecher Tzadik Lebrocha, who said that in Slobodka years, they saw him during Ben Azmanim. They saw him in the forest, speaking and learning, he was, he had one foot on a stump of a tree, and he was looking, he was eyeing in Alphys and Yevamis, and they left, I think they went to eat, and hours later they came back, he was still at the same spot, with the same Alphys and Yevamis, and with a gewaltige koyach of concentration, and rikus, which only a gewaltige sirus, and to understand Torah, and every prat of Torah, which that was an outcome of. Used to watch him a little bit, and even listen under the door sometimes, of when he was Isaac in Yoni Tzibur, and he was very intense. I remember at one point, he dictated a letter, and it had to be in English, and he had Shimshur Fall Weiss was at that time, he was both, I think, executive vice president of Young Israel, and he was in the LU, he himself went in the mayor, and they discussed how to dictate that letter, and he wanted to say, use the term of Chokhmah, and Rabbi Weiss used one word, and he says, name the field. Chokhmah mit Erfahrung zusammen, experience together, and then he says wisdom, yeah, wisdom, and he was ma'ayin to use the correct word because we negaya to a yinyan aklal, and he didn't take anything superficially, he was intense in using every koyach, every talent, and taking the time for it, and the machshava with full intensity. He lived that way. In Dikdif and Aloche, in Midis, in Waldige, Amkus, and Chishbonis, in Musar, and today in Mishas Rebar, and that's self-evitable. But even in Maisi Sipuri Tzadikim, which he used to spend time for, on one hand he was the Gewaltige Masmid, but Shabbos at the meal, he took his time, Sai speaking and learning, Sai in Zmiris, which he was had a Kpeda, was Tomas covered Shabbos, and asked Bokrim to sing. And also at times, especially in Yom Tov, and even sometimes on Shabbos, used to be medayik very much in Sipuri Tzadikim, why it happened this way, and what the cheshbon was, and how with this tzadik it was this way, and with somebody else it was a different way, and saw his approach to the life of a tzadik, and to the hashgacha, and the devotion of fear, how they lived, it was with it was also with the Ion and Arikos. Used to touch up hashgacha, a lot of meisim, when something happened, he had a reason why it happened, and why it happened to somebody in the family and not to himself, although he was the one that took the blame for it, because the Kohen HaTorah was not for him, but still it was Pegeya. Things like this, both in his own life and the life of Tzadikim, he had the whole HaTorah Shleima. Didn't take it superficially, it was all a chelik of Torah and of Amunah. Personally, what I heard, mostly things that are negeya to halacha, we used to take turns driving him. He used to be here for an extended weekend, coming on Thursday and leaving Monday after this year. He said a shir on Shabbos, or in the winter time it's Shabbos, and also on Monday. After that, Monday afternoon, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning he was in New York. So we used to take turns driving him, and when it was my turn, what I remember is various things when they get to individuals, which I don't know if you know how he took an interest in Bnei Torah, his approach to Baal Batim, that he felt it was important
that they understand the Chivas of Torah and of Tomah more than Atzim getting the funds that the Yeshiva needed, but that was part of his Avodah. And I remember, as far as Halacha is concerned, I was sent by the office to get to buy some danishes, both for myself and for the Yeshiva. I gave the Yeshiva the Danish, and he made a bracha, he ate two-thirds up to three-quarters of Danish and didn't finish it. And I encouraged him to finish it because I thought he left over in order that I have. I showed him that I have for myself also, I bought myself. And he says, no, he's choshish for Dalet Bayim, that he was machmer, that in case, according to, we are machmer in shiurim, but we can be mekel. So according to the smaller shiur, a full Danish would have Dalet Bayim, would need Pirkei Dayim. So he was machmer in that. Something else that he told me was that he held that same kedusha as a kiyum of the rais of Ignashi B'Sef Lein Yisrael, and I thought many times, I'm sorry that I didn't ask him specifically, that he kept the minhag of a short Shemen Esrei, because those people that are married in Shemen Esrei more than the Shliach Tibur should have a chance, at least by mincha, to say kedusha. But I saw the Shivas and the importance, he said, of saying kedusha with the tzibur. Remember him washing considerably after the Shkia for Shalashudas, and it didn't seem that he was that much in a rush. I also remember coming from Tashlach that he was getting a little late, so he was looking in the Mahzer in the Yetzeris in order to, in case now it's been Ashmoshes, that he's not Mechen for the second day. What was mentioned just now here about attitude, those that ask on the Shia, and Shidua, that he was very harsh in order to protect his Torah, where it was like a Ben Yochet. I remember that a Choshev Rosh Yeshiva from Heavenly Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael was also related to him, and he was machshav him, was machabed him, but he came, he asked him the shir, so he immediately stopped him, it was like gesund, he asked, and he answered him before he even got the words out of his mouth. The second time he interrupted again, he says, he answered him immediately, and he says, Lans gut durch die Gemara Rashi Tosfos Eidei Frech. Third time, he this Rosh Hashiva sort of chaptoi something that was about to say, as soon as he set up one syllable, he says, good, good. And he says, then he gave a smile, he says, the Meshnah Ma. It was completely different than he treated people, but this was that when it came to learning, it came to Chiddush HaTorah that he harvested on, he was very protective and very passionate about it. He was very mechabed b'nei Torah, even bochrim. What impressed me was even the bochrim that were not completely in learning, they were partially his mishamshim, and there weren't too many, but there was those that were ready, oisik, and they were mishamshim, but he insisted on calling them Rev. And I remember there was one that had a nickname, and the Olam knew him only by his nickname, but the Rishiva insisted on calling him Reb so-and-so when he asked this Abacha to call him, and this Abacha didn't know who he's referring to, so he repeated a few times until Abacha didn't know who this person is, so he said with a smile, he called him by his nickname, but he was very makbid to Chabad HaBat Torah.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Burstein, for your words about Rabban. Thank you.